Right now, traffic brought to you by Nelson & Nelson Chiropractic, your first stop following a car accident. The VA now covers chiropractic. Call your VA doctor for a referral. We've got a two-vehicle accident on Santa Fe and Yadkin Road. That is Santa Fe and Yadkin Road. If you spot an accident on the roadways today, we count on you to report it in. Call 864-6400, star 640 on your cell. Now, time for today's most dependable forecast.
After some early fog, it's going to become sunny today. Sunny and breezy today, 64. Clear and cold tonight, 36. And sunny tomorrow on the chilly side, the high temperature, 58 degrees. That's your Fayetteville forecast. I'm CBS 17 Storm Team Meteorologist Bill Ray.
Thank you, Bill. It is 55 degrees and hazy in Fayetteville right now. Your next segment after this.
Good morning, Fayetteville, with Goldie.
How you doing?
On News Talk 640 WFNC.
Welcome back, everybody. So normally during this time, we have Goldie and the Q. It is Goldie and the Q, but Goldie is away. He's not here right now. So yeah, I'm not interviewing the Q. I'm interviewing, it's Goldie and the girlfriend. It's Goldie and Sarah. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good to be with you here, Gage.
Oh my gosh, you can hear me? You can hear me? It's working?
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
it
yes.
Is.
She's calling live from the Outer Banks. So yeah, we we've been virtual dating 4 hours away about that. So we drive when we can to meet halfway in Greenville and in Wilson. Lake Wilson's one of our favorite places. That's where she asked me to be her boyfriend. Very sweet.
Yeah.
How we just passed a milestone last night. What milestone was that yesterday?
We started talking 6 months ago exactly, so that we call that our half friendiversary because we have only been like, officially dating for 2 months. But we do value that time as friends before we made it romantic.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We met on an online dating app. What was it called? It's changed. It was called Faith, right?
Yeah, it was FTH, which is, I guess, said Faith. And then they're kind of rebranded as Uplift, I believe. But yeah, they're a free Christian dating app that we both hopped on at the same time.
Yeah, hopped on at the same time, found each other. And I got to give them a good review because, yeah, we've got kind of a success story to
yeah.
tell. We got to, like, share a success story with them. But we're just sharing our success story right now with you guys. Quick question so that listeners can get to know you. Can you name three things that you and I have in common?
Yeah, pretty easily. We have a lot in common. We are both introverts. You may not be able to tell Gage, but like he can be extroverted, but like me, like we both need time to recharge alone, and we both enjoy like deep conversations, that kind of and like deep thoughts that goes kind of with being introverted. We mm-hmm. both have vintage clothes in common. We enjoy like older styles and wearing hats and everything. And we're both very big nerds. We both love reading and writing, video games, and just kind of storytelling and whatever medium.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're definitely big nerds. I would agree with that. We definitely, the introverted thing, we both are writers. That's something that attracted me to you, is that we spent a lot of time writing and still do write to each other. And yeah, we're both very nerdy, like the same kind of movies. And yeah, and you like guys with glasses. So that kind of works out in my favor.
Right.
I think I lucked out a little bit for sure. And we're also both, we both work in media and the entertainment world a little bit with you studying those kinds of things. So yeah, like there's just some great in common things. Since we virtual date so much, I mean, we try to meet in person like as much as we can, but most of our dating needs to be virtual. So what are your tips for virtual dating and how to make that successful for those that are, you know, locked down in COVID and trying to find ways to stay connected? What are your tips? Because I think we found some really creative ways to have fun over video chat.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started out, we didn't video call for maybe 3 months at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just didn't ever occur to us. So us being writers, we wrote long emails, and I know that's not everyone's cup of tea.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to video call right away if you don't want to. If you enjoy writing, do that. It's a good way to like think about things and talk about things thoroughly. And then once we started doing video calls, we have used apps to watch shows together, and like we can kind of react in real time. Mm-hmm. And just last night, actually, we did a video call where I set up a camera pointed at my desk, and we played a card game together. And like it works, it's not a card game, but like a game that involves cards. And we made it work somehow. And we've also played video games that way over the internet. So like there in this day, there are so many options, fortunately, to mm-hmm. help you stay connected and have quality time, even if you're 4 hours away from someone. So
4 hours or more. Yeah, we are very fortunate to live in such a connected world today. So, yeah, that's I guess my tip is don't stay unconnected. Try to stay connected. Yeah. And lots of writing. I mean, that's just so writing, virtual call, find ways to play games and have a shared experience. So, you can have conversations over virtual chat, but you can find ways to have a shared experience as well. So, yeah, it's been really great to share those experiences with you. And thank you for sharing this experience on the show with me today. I'm doing a Goldie in the Queue segment, but with his little producer, the intrepid little producer, his intrepid little girlfriend. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for coming on the show. That means so much to me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, are you ready for our cool oldie of the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Sarah helped me pick our theme song. We did a sort of a retro, like remix version of it, but now we're going to play the original version of it. It was number 5 on the R&B charts in the 50s. So we're going pretty old. But yeah, it's Sam Cooke. I love you for sentimental reasons.
I love you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my. Given you my heart because I'm alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning. I dream of you every night. And I know that I'm never lonely.
Thank you, Sam Cooke. That's our choice. Thank you for listening to Gage and the Girlfriend on GMFWFNC. Glad to be on the show. Anyway, your next replay coming up after these commercials.
This is Carolina's First News Talk 640 WFNC.